If you will turn in your Bibles with me tonight to the book of Matthew in the New Testament. Their first book of the New Testament, Matthew chapter 6, please. I just want to take a few minutes as we look to the model prayer, the example that Jesus gives us on how we ought to be praying. I hope you make it a habit of, in your prayer time, praying according to this pattern. I have made it a habit, with God's help, to pray according to this model. And I don't always do that perfectly, but when I do pray, I seek to, and I don't always go in the same order, and that's not what the point is Jesus was making. But all of these present here, beginning in verse number 9, God's people really need to take heed to. And this is interesting because, you know, there are some people that I've counseled or talked to and people that have come being very sincere and have said, "Pastor, I just don't know what to pray for. I don't feel like I can pray that long and I don't really know what to say." And I think, you know, well-meaning folks are being sincere. And I think if you're counseling somebody or encouraging somebody, this is the passage you take them. This is where you say, look, this is not just to be repeated, but this is a blueprint, if you will, of how God's people can pray. So we see the first thing that Jesus says is, in verse 9, after this manner, or according to this, pattern, he says, "Therefore pray ye, our Father who art in heaven." Let me just begin by saying tonight, I love the fact that Jesus tells us, start your prayers off as to addressing the Father. I'm not critical of anybody that addresses Jesus in their prayer. Some people do that. I've done that. Some people would have addressed the Holy Spirit in a prayer. I've done that. It's fine. It's the great three in one. Amen. We believe in the Trinity. So we're not being critical. However, that being said, there's a reason that Jesus wants us to give emphasis to the Father, because he tells us to, not to neglect or anything. But I believe in the order we are coming to the Father in Jesus' name. And not only are we coming to the Father in the name of Jesus, but we're coming by the power of the Holy Spirit, because no one in this room can pray without the leading and assisting of the Holy Spirit. So it's awesome how the great three in one, the triune God, are all involved in the ministry of prayer. Isn't that beautiful? It's awesome. I love that. To know that when I'm praying, I am praying to the three in one. I'm praying with his blessing upon my life and him leading me and helping me. And we come to the Father and we know that the Father cares. And would you allow me the liberty just to make some application to our VBS coming up, kicking off Saturday night for our volunteers and our teens, and then Sunday night. Folks, our Father cares deeply about the children in our community. He loves these children. He loves all the children of the world. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are all precious in his sight. And we want to reach everyone that we can. And that's why we give out these invitations. That's why we try to announce it. And that's why we do have our bus ministry, especially during the week of VBS. Because we do. We want to take the resources that God Almighty has blessed Crooked Creek Baptist with and use them for the gospel. Use them for the furtherance of the gospel. And so we come saying, Father, You are worthy. You are worthy to be served. You are worthy to be obeyed. You are worthy to follow. And we come to you asking you to help us reach these children. Our Father cares about them, and He's in heaven. He inhabits eternity. He's looking and seeking for a church and churches, I should say, that will do His will. Now notice the next part, it says, hallowed be thy name. That's the Father's, His name is set apart from any other name in the world. God's name, there's none like it. And that's one of the things we want to convey to these children as they'll be filling up these pews here, as these teens will be filling up that fellowship hall, and Ms. Norma, they're going to be running circles around you out there at the snack table. Amen. These kids that come on this campus, we want them to know that God is awesome. There's none like Him. There's none better than Him. He is the most wonderful being. He is the Creator. He's the Savior. He's the friend of sinners. He is God Almighty, and we want to worship Him. The theme of our boosters here is torchbearers. All right? And we're the motto, if you will, is going global with the gospel. Going global with the gospel. And spoiler alert here, I was going to try to keep it a secret, but I can't. And Ms. Dorris, I was going to try to keep it from you, especially Ms. Dorris, but to let it be a surprise. But we're going to have the missionary flags in here in our sanctuary and representing the missionaries we have, because that's the theme of the week, is the gospel. Not only for these kids to be saved, but also the ones that are saved to take the gospel to the world. Oh, my heart is thrilled about what God's going to do this coming week. And we believe in by faith that that's what He's going to do. But we want to know God. There's none like God. He's the one we serve. He's the one we live for. He is worthy of that. And then notice here next, thy kingdom come. It is God's kingdom that we are concerned for, to see it grow and expand into the kingdoms of darkness. You know, the Bible talks about there's a kingdom of darkness. I want to tell you, you know this, and this is no news flash to anybody, but just folks right around this community, in this neighborhood, maybe they live next to you. There's some very dark places. You and I would, to be honest with you, be scared to death if we had to go in and hang out a little bit. Whether that's homes filled with drugs and alcohol abuse, and whether that be folks that are just so caught up with the materialism of the world, that there's just an ungodly focus on just the wrong things. Immorality. These kids that are living in these homes, I believe that they're waiting on some church to reach them. They don't even know it, but they're waiting. They need to know, they see the kingdom of darkness very closely in their life. If you don't believe me, ride the bus with me. Go knock on some of those doors where we see, talk to some of those. But here's the thing. I thank God for what God is doing and these kids coming, because I'm seeing the Lord work. And I believe He's going to do it in the coming week. But we see, as we go about in our community, there's some really dark places. But guess what's happening? The kingdom of light is penetrating that darkness. It's just like that light beaming through these windows. Some of you got your sunglasses on, I know. But it's beaming through, and that's what God's wanting us to do in this coming week. Let the kingdom of light shine in the kingdom of darkness. Thy kingdom come. And a lot of God's people do this, and as symbolically speaking, we do this: Lord, thy kingdom come, and we sit. And we do nothing. But thy kingdom come is a prayer of action, because that's something we go and do. It's not just something we say. let thy kingdom come, Lord. And the point of what I believe Jesus is teaching us there is let us be a part of it. Let us have a part, Lord, in bringing people to your kingdom, introducing people to your kingdom, the kingdom of light. Let me just give you one more here. Not only the kingdom of God, but the will of God. You see, this is not about my will, and it's not about your will. It's about the will of the Father. And I love this example. Didn't our Savior just give us a beautiful example in this? He constantly talked about, I have come to do my Father's will. He made that very clear to His disciples. Jesus is God, but He gave us an example of even submission, that this is about my Father's will, that He was in total agreement with, that had been settled from eternity past between the Godhead on how it would all happen. And Jesus said, I want my Father's will to be done. And that's my prayer here for this church, for my life, my family, your family. We want God's will to be done. And I believe it is God's will for children in this community to come to Christ, to get the gospel. Don't you believe that? I believe with all my heart it's God's will for them to come to Christ. I believe it's His will for their parents to come to Christ. I believe it's His will for homes to be revived. I believe it's His will for our church to experience revival as we serve together in the coming week. It's going to be some tough days. And I know many of you, just because of my experience in years past, many of you are working all day. And you come in and you just have to have the touch of God because you're wore out. But you're here and you're saying, Lord, use me, as we sang together, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. We just say, Lord, just take us. That's Thy will be done. And I believe the power of God will be upon us. And I just want to go ahead and thank you in advance for being even willing to do it. And so tonight as we pray, let's pray that God will have His way in our church, that the kingdom of darkness would be expelled as people are reached with the gospel. Sunday's going to be a great start. We have four candidates for baptism that are coming forth. We have a family that's going to be coming forward for membership. We have a parent baby dedication on Sunday. We have the evangelist coming in and introducing Bible time. It's going to be a great start, folks. It's going to be good, but you're just going to give God all the glory, because at the end of the day, this all happens because of Him. Praise God. I hope tonight as we pray, your heart will be stirred, especially in context of our upcoming VBS. Now, I didn't continue the rest of the prayer. Jesus does continue to give us more patterns, but let it be a reminder to you tonight, if you're struggling in your prayer life, and you say, you know, Pastor, I've gotten off track. I feel like I'm always praying for myself. This pattern is a cure, okay, of selfish prayer. It puts our focus on God. And I'll close with this statement. We do not want to have problem-focused prayers. We want to have God-focused prayers. Okay. Now we bring problems before the Lord. We bring pain and burdens. We bring praises, but all of it begins with God being in the center, because He's the one that's going to give us the victory, and I'm looking forward to it.